There are growing calls for two of the six commissioners appointed to the Royal Commission into the Abuse of People with Disability to stand down, amid concerns about conflicts of interest. At least 60 disability advocacy groups have signed a letter calling on the two commissioners to stand down just days after they are appointed. The federal government, though, is sticking by the appointments, saying the panel members have a diverse range of backgrounds. Justine Parker reports.
Advocates have been campaigning for years for a Royal Commission into the Abuse of People with Disability. Now that one's been called, they're worried it could be tainted.
The commission and hearing people's stories is so important that we can't put that at risk.
That's former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes. He welcomes the Morrison government's decision to hold the Royal Commission, but says the selection of two of the commissioners has been mishandled.
The last thing that we want is a commission which is weakened because parts of the disability sector are not supportive of it. There's been a long, long fight for this commission by the sector, and it's really critical that the commission is unfettered in doing the task that it needs to do.
The government's named six commissioners to the inquiry. The Honourable Ronald Sackville QC as chair, disability rights advocate Rhonda Galbally, Indigenous leader Andrea Mason, and the most recent Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Alastair McEwen. But people with disability are concerned about the appointment of two public servants, Barbara Bennett and the Honourable John Ryan. They say their long record of government work makes them unsuitable. Here's Matthew Bowden, co-chief executive of People with Disability Australia, one of at least 60 groups calling for the commissioners to step down.
We are absolutely sure that Mr. Ryan and Ms. Bennett, who are the two commissioners whose appointment we are concerned about, they are respected public servants, you know, and they stepped forward with the best of intentions, I'm absolutely sure. They did seek to make a positive contribution to ending the violence and abuse against people with disabilities.
John Ryan's a former New South Wales Shadow Minister for Disabilities. More recently, he's been a top public servant at the New South Wales Department of Families and Communities. 6 years ago, he was put in charge of closing the state's disability institutions. Matthew Bowden again.
They're concerned that, you know, he's been the sort of a visible public face of that department, and there are people who have stories to tell about their experiences within that department around, you know, violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation that they have experienced. So they felt that they really weren't able to feel safe to come forward, that they are wanting to be able to speak to commissioners with absolutely no judgment, without any potential history influencing or biasing the opinion or the response that they get from the Royal Commission.
Former Disability Discrimination Commissioner Graham Innes agrees.
I'm a little bit sad to say that because I know John Ryan and I have respect for him, and I know Barbara not quite as well, but I have respect for her as well. But it's more about the positions that John and Barbara have come from and the importance of ensuring that the Commission is able to hear the views of people with disabilities in a way with which people with disabilities feel comfortable.
Barbara Bennett is a former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Social Services. She was also responsible for organisations that could come under scrutiny at the Royal Commission. Matthew Bowden again.
You know, at various times she oversaw the Commonwealth Workplace Health and Compensation Scheme. She's overseen the National Redress Scheme, the Welfare, Family Safety and Housing and Homelessness, and also grants to the disability sector. Similarly, you know, she was in the Deputy Secretary role. So that's a very senior role within the department.
The government's allocated more than $500 million for the inquiry. It's the most expensive Royal Commission in Australian history. It will examine abuse and neglect of disabled people in institutions, workplaces, schools, homes, and the wider community. Prime Minister Scott Morrison drew on his own family's experience as he announced the inquiry late last week. His brother-in-law Gary Warren has multiple sclerosis.
As my brother-in-law Gary always said to me, it's not flash being disabled. But the good thing is, that that's the condition you live with in Australia and that you're an Australian. And that has always meant a lot to me. They deserve our respect. This is so above politics, I can't tell you.
Despite the concerns of disability advocates, the government's standing by its commissioners. In a statement, the Minister for Families and Social Services, Paul Fletcher, said,
"The two individuals in question have both been recognised for their significant contribution in their fields, as evidenced by their receipt of the Public Service Medal and Member of the Order of Australia. Any suggestions as to the validity of their appointment is without any foundation whatsoever."
The statement also says the government will not be commenting on individual commissioner appointments. And, as with any such inquiry, commissioners will be expected to declare any real or apparent conflicts so that they can be effectively managed. It's not unprecedented for commissioners to step down over perceived conflicts of interest. Just 2 months ago, former South Australian Police Commissioner Malcolm Hyde decided to stand down as one of two commissioners in the so-called Lawyer X Royal Commission into the use of police informants in Victoria. In this case, Matthew Bowden from People with Disabilities says the appointments suggest a lack of understanding of the effects of trauma.
I don't think that a trauma-informed approach would place people with such a clear, actual, perceived or potential conflict of interest, because that in itself will be, you know, triggering for some survivors, as we have seen over the weekend since Friday's announcement and the number of people who have contacted us.
The Royal Commission's interim report is due in a year and a half. The final report is due in 3 years.
Justine Parker with that report.